Before we wrap, I thought I'd give you just a few examples of I love my community station here in Seattle, KBCS FM, and I was just looking at a list of some of the business supporters they have. Our local Educational Employees Credit Union, Bellevue Arts Museum, they take sponsorship from the Earshot Jazz Festival, a local arts commission, Meany Hall for the Performing Arts, that's at the University of Washington, Northwest Folklife Festival, Pedalheads, which is a great kids camp. My son actually does Pedalheads. It's great. Learn to ride a bike. Seattle Center, local music venues, theaters, pet services, et cetera. So those are just an example of some of the businesses supporting and nonprofits supporting non-commercial radio at a community station.
Can I put a bow on this presentation?
Okay, go ahead.
It'll be brief. Maxine. Yeah, first of all, thanks to Joyce and Melanie. They will be presenting to the national board on Thursday. Actually, it won't be these two. It'll be someone else from the organization.
Maxine, let me just ask you about that. The meeting Thursday is a special meeting. Wouldn't it be more appropriate to present at the next regular meeting, which will be the following Thursday?
I have my dates wrong. You're right.
Yes, you're correct. We are scheduled on the 7th.
And that presentation, that presentation is specifically about all of their services. Underwriting is just one of a multitude of services that Greater Public provides to its members. So that'll be a more expansive conversation than what we've heard today.
And we actually both will be there along with Andrew Leach. So it'll be three of us.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, great. That's great.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you so much for giving us
the
time. And thank you. Yeah, and thank you for the great questions. And we're here as resources. So we appreciate the discussion. It was great.
Thank you, and we appreciate the information.
Excellent.
Have a great night, everybody.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. We now move on to the next item on our agenda. I'm sure this will not be the last discussion we'll be having on this topic, but that's all we have time for this evening. And that's a continuation of the discussion we began at the last meeting on the affiliates program. And I don't know if Ursula joined us for the call tonight. Ursula, are you possibly on?
Yeah, I'm here, Alex. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Very good. Thank you. Last time we had a bunch of questions and we sort of left things a bit up in the air. We got some answers to our questions since then. We found out what the cost would be, for instance, if NEDA took over the function of having the affiliates as a business unit. I think that's kind of where we are right now. So who would like to start the discussion? Or
Alex, I've kind of run some numbers, if that's useful to you. This is Ursula.
Go ahead. Yeah, the floor is yours.
Okay. First of all, I have to apologize. I'm sure you all know we're having like a really severe winter here in Iowa, and everybody's getting sick. So my bookkeeper has been sick for the week, and so I don't have the exact numbers that you asked for, which are the actual costs and income from last year to the penny, but I was able to kind of put together my own assessment, which I think is pretty close to what we did. And according to what I've been able to figure out here, so what I think approximately the amount of net income that the program had last year was about $135,000. I think, because I don't actually see the books, but I mean that they're at the national office. But my estimation, based on what expenses I've seen, I would say it was around $135,000. And then I took a look at what they would be this year if we went with the unit budget that we proposed that I sent to you during the week, and adding up all the various ways that that essentially would be income for the foundation, it comes to about $109,946 is kind of the contribution margin that I would estimate for this year. And so then I take a look at that now and then, but that's without the NIDA expense. So they were, so before that, I'm seeing about a difference of about 25, so we're talking about a $25,137 difference in less money than the year before. But then if you you take away the $23,000 that NIDA would charge, that would bring it down some, but then as Nita was suggesting, that then we would get rid of my bookkeeper, so that would be $8,000 there. So at the end of that, basically what you would have would be about a $10,000, a little more than $10,000 difference once you kind of did all the subtractions. So we're talking about somewhere between, I would say, $10,000 and $20,000 difference in terms of what the foundation would not be getting in return for having a foundation. Now, having said that, there are some caveats, because looking at the proposal from NIDA in terms of what they would provide for a bookkeeper, it is absolutely clear to me. Well, first of all, they said that they outlined the services they would do, which do not cover what my bookkeeper has to do in order to run this program. And he's really not a bookkeeper. He's really a business manager. And they've made clear that they would add extra costs for extra services, and there's no doubt in my mind that they would end up having to do extra services because what they're proposing would not, with this situation, wouldn't really be enough. And I also am completely convinced that if we did it that way, the program just would not be able to function. This is my very honest professional opinion. If we went with a bookkeeper at NIDA, we wouldn't be able to run the program because it is much more nuanced than what they're proposing. This is not a group of people who you just bill and then they just send in the money. That's like only the beginning of the process. This is a complex situation that requires an ongoing process between myself and the business manager. Plus, it doesn't take into account what he does in terms of work pursuing contracts, and it also doesn't take into account the expansion that we're trying to look at here, and the services that the business manager is involved with that. So I really honestly do not think that if you had NIDA handling the accounts and the finances for this program that it would work. I just don't, I do not see that happening.
Let me just ask you a question right now.
Okay.
What if I got that you feel the person that now your bookkeeper does many other things. Now, what if you split those responsibilities out, and the pure bookkeeping part of his responsibilities would be handed over to Netta, and he would be left with the other responsibilities. Would that be doable?
Well, I mean, two things. One thing, you're not really saving any money because then you're paying two people. And I really, you know, I really not emphasize this enough. It will not work. It just will not work. It's really, I know it's really hard to plead, but if you're asking me my professional opinion, my job for the last 17 years has been to figure out, you know, what can work and what can't work and how to make this program succeed. And when this activity is farmed out to somebody who's not involved, working directly with me.
It's not a closed meeting.
Mansoor, we can hear you.
I do apologize.
Yeah. The only time this program has really functioned properly is when the business manager and the bookkeeper was working directly with me. And I don't know how to say that in a way that it, you know, that it makes sense to you, but I'm telling you the truth. This is just how this operation works, because you can't, I'm not sure. I mean, keeping the books is the easiest part of this. That takes almost no time. I don't know why you would want to farm that out, because that's the simple part of this program. This program has very simple finances. Essentially, that takes very, very little time. It's the rest of it that is really the difficult part of this program. I don't know.
Carol,
I don't know why. Yeah. I don't know why you want to pay another person to do that.
I'm just asking. I'm not necessarily supporting one position or another. Carol, go ahead.
I just wanted to say a couple of different things, and then I'm going to have to get off because I'm not feeling well. But I am very supportive of the affiliates. I think they're an important part of us in that you take us to smaller communities across the nation in a way that is so needed at this moment in time for political, cultural, and planetary reasons. And talking to people about this, I have become, at least at first blush, against the NEDA, putting the finances to NEDA, and kind of have a sense of what Ursula is saying about the bookkeeper having the relationships, and that she, I understand from talking to both Robin and others that what the network is something that has been built over the years by relationships and contacts and exchanges, and that the website functions as a place where there's a tremendous exchange of programs and programming by all of the affiliates in a way that's very healthy and vibrant and excellent. However, I'm not really in favor of you being an independent unit, and I'm for more collaboration and more understanding, broadening the understanding of the work you do and the potentials you have for raising money. And for example, if you could be useful in partnering with some of our professional news people, we have strong professional news people at KPFA that built both a national and a regional, locally rooted national news program by raising money particularly designated for that would be fantastic. But I don't think that I'm so glad that this conversation has been opened and started, but personally I don't know enough yet to know what I think about what we should actually do, and I don't think we should be quick or sloppy about this organizationally. And it may not feel quick to you, Ursula, because it's been 17 years and I can appreciate your impatience, but we've just turned to it now here, and at least we're doing that. So you've made some progress in getting our attention, and but our attention needs some more attention, in my opinion. Anyway, thank you.
Okay. Can I say more things just to finish what I was going to say originally, and then I'll stop talking. But there's just a few more things, and thank you. I appreciate what you just said, and I understand what you're saying. But I want to make it clear that none of this is about trying to separate or break away or in some way create distance from Pacifica. It's really the opposite. This is about really joining the network in a meaningful way and being a fully contributing member and having the resources to really do that and the credibility with funders to do that. It is also about the survival of this affiliate network. And this is not a threat on my part. This is simply my professional input. If this is not somehow institutionalized in a way so that it is not constantly affected by turnover and changes in the network, and the program is running out of time. It just is. And so this is really me as, your loyal staff person trying to, ask you or to kind of lead you into a process that will establish this as a part of the network that will, outlive me and whatever moment we're in right now. So that is the intention here. There's absolutely nothing about this. It's about wanting to separate. And I am just as interested in finding money for news as you are. I absolutely. So having said all that, I'll stop talking. Thank you.
Okay. I think we have some more questions. I think that's what I heard.
So, Nancy.
Yeah, Maxie was on the stack.
Maxie. Okay, Maxie, I think I heard you first. Then.
Yeah. Yeah, Ursula, I think what Alex was getting at, and correct me if I'm wrong, Alex, but the financial management and accounting is separate from the station relations business manager function that you've described. Now, you may be blending the two currently, but the reason why we employed NETA is that we felt it was important to establish universal principles and policy across the network. Clearly, we want the affiliates to be a part of that mix, whether you're a unit or a division. So I think it's important that we not conflate the roles because they really are distinct. And the bottom line is, if we're going to continue with the financial management and accounting in the way that we aspire to with respect to the ANITA agreement, I think it's an added cost to the work that you're doing. It really isn't a situation where they can't work with you. I think that's let me just say this. When you make the statement, your professional opinion, I think you need to do a bit more respectfully to justify what you're saying, because just stating that it's your professional opinion I don't think is enough for any of us to just blanketly state. And granted, you've been doing this program for 17 years. But we're talking about a program that in total generates somewhere in the ballpark of $200,000 a year, and net profit is about $27,000 a year. So we're not talking about an aspect of the organization that is bringing in, goobs and gobs of money. A lot of the things that you've articulated in your business plan are things that are going to benefit from having the financial management and accounting that NETA will be providing, in the sense that if you, in fact, are in a position to go after grants, there's an administration of that that is a bit more sophisticated than what Pacifica units have done in the past. The financial record keeping is much more sophisticated in terms of the record keeping. The accountability to potentially CPB and others is much more rich and robust. And our ability to provide reports and know our budgeting properly so that the board is informed, that the committees are informed, both at the station level and the national, requires that more unified approach. And that's something I just want to make sure this committee is clear on. I had a conversation with NIDA today. They reiterated a belief that this did not serve in the best interest of the organization for it to become a separate unit. They thought there were just added functionality and costs that just were unnecessary, that it would be a more reasonable approach to simply say, here's an independent bank account that Ursula could have access to. If she feels a need to control the budget in a way that she apparently may not feel she can do now. But I also think it's important, I said this last time Ursula presented, we cannot make decisions in this organization based on history, the past, when we are in a new day. Not only do you have a new executive director, but you, more importantly for this case, have a different strategy in terms of our financial management and accounting and the overall way that we're trying to fine-tune the organization. So I just want to give our committee pause to not make decisions based on the past and this sort of urgent plea like we do during our pledge drives that if we don't get this support, the thing is going to collapse. I don't think that there's really any evidence that we have a situation that's that fragile.
Mansoor was on stack, please.
I also, Robin, well, I also asked to be on the stack quite a while ago.
I can wait.
Okay. Go ahead, Robin.
Well, I mean, what you got to realize is there's 218 affiliates. Every time that Ursula or the bookkeeper contacts those affiliates, it's not just a call to collect money on the contract. That call leads into discussion of programming, all kinds of other issues. If you separate the accounting from Ursula and the bookkeeper, you're basically having this billing system coming from a corporate-like entity that has no understanding of what each one of these affiliates is. Again, we're a small affiliate. We can only pay a certain amount. And again, what people forget is that the majority of what the affiliates get from the audio port is not from the Pacifica stations. The affiliates put in way more programming than any of the Pacifica stations. Ursula has been able to draw in all these independent producers that produce all these programs, and they do it because of this network of affiliates that has been created. And those personal relationships will disappear if you try to farm out, you know. Again, I worked in nonprofits with accounting. I worked in governmental agencies with accounting. And whenever you separate all the accounting and send it out to somewhere else, everything is delayed. You don't know what's happening because it's not up to date. The bookkeeper that she has is willing to be trained in Great Plains accounting so that it will seamlessly go into NIDA's reporting system. This bookkeeper, as I understand it, is someone that easily could get a job in corporate America and make way more money than he's proposing to make for working for the affiliates program. To lose someone like that who is dedicated and believes in Pacifica seems to me crazy. And again, one of the other things that's really important with what Ursula needs is to be able to go to funders. She's missing a meeting with the Knight. There's a big meeting of the Knight Foundation, you know, this week. She can't go to it because she doesn't even have a job description. She doesn't even have, you know, the real title that she can represent that she's the head of affiliates with this program, with authority to make decisions, of course, subject to a budget, subject to, you know, running things by the national board and the executive director. But you need to give her the power to, you know, build this network with some authority, with some agency. So I hope you really consider that. The affiliates, it's a mutual benefit group that Ursula has managed to piece together. Did you know, for example, that a lot of people join as an affiliate because they're going to get Democracy Now? Do you know that we don't pay anything to Democracy Now for that? How did Ursula pull that off? I don't know. To me, that's amazing. I mean, Amy Goodman's saint for doing that. But that's just an example of what she's put together. That's all.
Nancy?
I think Mansoor was next.
Okay, Mansoor.
All right, thank you very much, Alex. I'll be very brief to the point. Just for the rest of us who don't know Ursula's function in the past, ever since 2002, the take back of Pacifica, she's really been working hard with Pacifica, keeping the affiliates afloat and bringing more affiliates in. So that said, I think I want to talk about three different issues really fast. One is personnel, so about Ursula, that she's done a wonderful job. Number two is the finance. I believe that the foundation must compensate Ursula for the type of job that she's doing. And then the third, and especially, you know, for some sort of like a retirement, whatever plan that we might have. But the third thing is, I would like for all of us to understand is the foundation is most important. We're coming from a doldrum of 15 years, 15 years of chaos, 15 years of not really not having professional people on the highest level of foundation. We, for 10 years of, if you don't mind me saying, a stupidity that has gone around Pacifica, and that's not a negative term, that's just a saying that it was so chaotic that we didn't know what we were doing on a managerial level, on the highest level, and some of the managers that I know of, that they weren't qualified, they were impotent, incompetent to be the managers of even a shoe sales, a used shoe sales place. So that said, I believe the foundation needs to be in charge of the money. Now, there might be a way of having affiliates to have a separate account, that's fine, but at the same time, it's very important to understand that we move into a direction that our financial paperwork needs to be corrected, needs to be officials, needs to be understandable, so we can get the CPB money, so we can get our taxes done at the end of each year, so we don't have to fall behind. So with that purpose in mind, I believe that this is a workable situation, paying Ursula what she deserves for what she's doing, having our financial paperwork done with external institution, with oversight from whatever requirements that Ursula needs to do her job to bring in more money. And three, to have the foundation in mind that we need to really cut costs of all the chaos that we have faced in order to move forward. And thank you.
Anybody else? I think Nancy.
So I'm just trying to understand one of the what seems to be one of the driving forces for you, Ursula, to want to do this. And I would think I was hearing that after 17 years, you've seen so many swings back and forth that have affected your unit. The stability of your unit, that whenever a governance group changes stripes here, it seems as though they throw out the old management and get new, and it just seesaws back and forth. And you never know if you're going to be part of that seesaw that gets thrown out. And so I can understand that you would want to do something that would give you more stability, especially if you're, you know, thinking of the future for this, for the affiliates operation to be more stable and not be subject to the whims of the seesawing PNB. So I kind of am echoing what Mansoor was getting at, and hopefully, I mean, it's been that's been one of my goals, is to help stabilize Pacifica and look at different things that affect it from the top that create instability. And one of the things has been not having professional management now. And that was one thing that was one of my goals. And the next is like getting our finances in order and dealing with this debt. So the other thing that I wanted to say is right now, having to decide, make this big decision about the affiliates operation, it comes at a really, you know, not a great time for us. And it's just one more thing to have to deal with when we have to still figure out how we're going to deal with this debt we've taken on and continue to grow. And, you know, so hopefully we can continue this conversation with you and figure out how to make sure you have what you need so that your operation is secure and that you feel secure in it and that you feel that you're going to be able to pass it on. And it will be kept intact for the next person that's in charge of it, and not get, you know, changed completely by the whims of whoever is in charge of the PNB next. So hopefully we can work more with you on developing some stabilizing changes for the affiliates.
Max, did you notice that?
Yes. Let me just add to what Nancy said. I like that statement. Whatever we decide, I think we do need to affirm the affiliates, and we do need to stabilize and provide some kind of institutional framework for its continued functioning. Go ahead, Maxie.
Yeah, I was just going to say I agree with all that as well, but I think we may not be focused on the right issue here, and that is we need to ask, and I know Ursula's worked towards this, but what is the business plan that justifies, that warrants the independence that is sought? And I don't mean independence in a negative way that she's already canceled out. But it seems to me if we're going to create an independent unit, another one within Pacifica, it should be based on the fact that we know there's a possibility of revenue being generated, that there's a plan of action that is concrete in terms of its prognosis because of some data, a research-based approach to it. And that is what I've asked Ursula to put together for me. And I think that's the question that this group should be asking. What's the business plan? What's the strategy that is going to make this unit financially independent, solvent, and you know, able to pay its central services and all the other independent fees that would come about if it became an independent unit? So I just want us to focus on that question a little bit more than, I think, the soft sell here, which is, you know, paying homage to the fact that Ursula's done all this hard work over the years, which I think we are all in acknowledgement of. And I think, again, let's not conflate the financial management and accounting with the business relationship building that is done with the stations. They're two very distinct things, and they don't have to overlap in a way that is problematic. We can always pull out worst-case scenarios, but I think that's the worst way to look at any opportunity. So I lay it up. That's all I got to say.
Well, this is Ursula. You know, I have to, Maxie, I have to respectfully say you and I just have a different way of building success. I have learned many times the hard way that, at the end of the day, business plans are important, but what is absolutely most important to the success of any enterprise is good people. And so it's just what I've learned. Now, I have to, respectfully say this has come up now twice, both in this meeting and the last meeting. And so I am going to speak up. I respect everything everybody said, but I have to speak up and say one thing. There have been comments made now in both meetings about, questioning my professionalism or, disparaging my, saying that I'm offering professional information. I could very easily, take up all of your time explaining what I mean by that. If anybody wants to know the ins and outs and the nitty-gritty of what's complicated about the affiliate program and why I'm saying that, please call me, and I will give you, a lots and lots and lots of information about what I'm talking about. I am simply, giving you shorthand version because I understand we all have limited time. I'm trying to respect everybody's time, and so when I say it's my professional opinion, I'm not bullshitting. I'm just trying to save you time. Now, if anybody on this call wants to know why, I feel the way I do and what that means, please give me a call, and I will be more than happy to spell it out to you in great detail. But I really, quite frankly, I do not think, there were comments made in the last week as well, questioning my, my ability as a manager by the executive director. And these remarks were made again at this meeting. So I just have to say for the record, I don't think that's appropriate conversation for a meeting with a staff person in a public meeting in front of the board of directors.
You're characterizing my comments improperly. I never said anything to disparage your management style. Never have. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is we should be judging this decision not on a soft sell, but on a business plan or strategy that you can articulate clearly.
Yes, I heard you, Maxie, but that's not what you said earlier. You said that it was not enough for me to give a professional opinion. And I'm saying that I'm just saying that because I don't want to waste everybody's time with the details of the work I do. I'm certainly happy to spend, a whole hour telling you why I think that, but I don't think any of you really need to hear all that. So, if it's not enough for me to say it's my professional opinion,
but
then,
Ursula, is about the fourth
conversation. Actually, we do want to hear it.
But Ursula, that's my point. This is about the fourth conversation we've had with you that I've been on since I've been here. And without you going into the nitty-gritty, the detail, and making the strong case, we keep going back to this uncertainty, needing to know more. We've had enough conversations with you. We shouldn't have to.
Okay. Well, with all due respect, Maxie, I have never really been given that kind of time by you or Nita, really, quite frankly.
That's not true. We meet with you every week.
Yes,
we meet with you every single week.
No, you've met with me 2 weeks, and we have not had time to go into things like that. I'm happy to talk about it now if this is really what you want to do. One of the problems, okay, I kind of didn't want to go here, but since you're asking, one of the things that has deterred me for quite a few times in terms of getting grant money is that I am, because we are not in control of our bank account, I am not able to guarantee funders that money that they donate will be used the way that that it, you know, that it's been earmarked, that they've wanted it to spend. And this has happened. You know, this has been a problem because people have donated money to Pacifica through the affiliate program, and I was not able to account what happened to the money. Now, I know what, you know, what Maxie's going to say. What you're going to say, Maxie, is, well, this is different. It does, you know, the point is that those nuances don't make a difference to funders. They want to know that, you know, I have the kind of, or that my program, not me, but my program has the kind of credibility and standing that warrants control over their finances so that they can make the kind of guarantees that I'd like to be able to make. So that's one thing that has happened quite, you know, a number of times. So it's a problem.
That's really good to know. That's the kind of stuff that's good to know.
Now, I'm not interested, now, don't get me wrong, I'm not interested in, like, you know, going against the foundation in any way. You know, obviously, I work for this foundation, so any way that I spend money is subject to supervision. That's not the point. But it is true that it has happened repeatedly that people have donated money for a certain purpose and want to know what happened, and I am not able to give them that information despite continuous efforts on my part to ask what happened to that money. Okay, so that has been a problem. Now, on another level, the process of of collecting, first of all, of making contracts, second of all, of collecting the fees, and third, you know, second of all, collecting the contracts, because first we make them, then we send them to people. And then we, with certain stations, we have to spend months, you know, figuring out how to get that contract back. Now, I have never been able to find any way to shorten that process because, as you know yourself, coming from community radio stations, this is literally the embodiment of herding cats. I mean, there is nothing simple about getting people to sign their contracts and get them back to us. We do need those contracts for legal reasons and for security for everybody. And also, quite frankly, we need the contracts because, and we do need to do it on a yearly basis because we're dealing with a bunch of organizations that have a terrific amount of turnover in terms of their philosophies, in terms of their management, and in terms of their finances. These are all incredibly volatile organizations that are living at a time that are incredibly difficult for them to manage their finances and their management, as you know, coming from, you know, community radio stations. So it's absolutely important that we speak at least with a station once a year about business, because in the course of a year, a station can transform. And often there's some sort of, you know, thing that happens where somebody decides they don't all of a sudden want to be part of Pacifica. And then I have to know that because I also know that within a few months or within a year, that will change again and they will come back. So I have to work with the people so that some sort of continuity, you know, continues throughout these times of upheaval with these stations. It's also very important for them to talk to me on a yearly basis because a lot of stations go through financial instability, and to them it's incredibly reassuring to have me call them and talk about it with them, and then they're able to, you know, talk about other problems that they're having with their organization, and they see Pacifica as kind of, a resource in terms of helping them through difficult times. And often they have to renegotiate the finance, and it's not always down. Sometimes they negotiate up with me, you know, because we do have a network that is based on trust, and that's how it's presented to them through me. And so very often a station will say to me, you know, we appreciate that you were lenient with us last year when we couldn't afford it, so now we want to increase our fee. So it goes both ways. we negotiate pretty hard with people at the office, but we also continually let people know that this is a network as well as a business. And so we, you know, maintain client loyalty that way. But we very often have to, you know, very often it involves at least four or five, sometimes more phone calls before we figure out what's going on at the station. Because sometimes people just, you know, management changes and there's no record left. And then we have to know that, because we also have to know that because then we have to, we realize we have to retrain the new program director or the new station manager on the, on how to use our network, because a lot of times they have no information left over. So what Seth, my bookkeeper, does when he works with me is constantly, you know, building relationships with the people at the stations. And I know this sounds weird, but it's really almost, it's harder to get people to sign contracts than it is to get them to pay, because there's some sort of psychological thing connected with that, that you have to build trust before people want to sign contracts with you. It's just kind of how this works. Now, in the past, when an outside bookkeeper, when I was, I did work with an outside bookkeeper for many years. First it was, you know, Mariana at the archives, and then it was any number of bookkeepers that were at the national office. And there are so many different people involved, and it's such a fluid situation that doing that over long distance was almost always impossible to really, for the people on the out, you know, in the external office to understand what was happening. And there was always misinformation. And to be really frank, one year we lost about $150,000 because the national office did not understand,
mm-hmm.
you know, how to successfully do the billing. And now I'm not saying that, you know, Nita would be like that, but it is very, I mean, even now, and I, you know, and always, I've always had tremendous respect for the national office staff because I understand how difficult their job is. But even now, I am not getting the kind of information I need to officially run the affiliate program. There are always about two or three questions that are going unanswered. And it's not just a matter of, you know, wanting, I mean, it is about the continuity of the program, but I understand very well that, that the people that I am always dependent on here for support, because we're not an independent unit, that they have other priorities that I have to respect. And so there's always like two or three things kind of dangling out there that I can't move on because I don't have the information I need, and I know that I'm not going to get the answer. And that's the, currently the case, even with this administration. There are just things that I'm not getting answers on. And the, and I'm not saying that in a negative way, because I understand that the people at the national office, the executive director, have much higher priorities than the affiliate program. And but it's this constant kind of inability to move forward in ways that I need to move forward. Now, if we actually, you know, Maxie has made it very clear to me that he would like the program to expand in terms of its revenue generating process. I do have to respectfully disagree that that defines the program. I think the program is already a success because of what it, because of the mission that. You know, the way it's fulfilling the Pacifica mission. However, I am in agreement with Maxie in that I would like to expand the revenue very, very much. I would like to do that. You know, in order to do that, there have to be, you know, complex conversation with a person in the same room with me. And, you know, I very, very often turn to Seth. I mean, when Seth comes into work, he literally sits across the room from me. I mean, we are constantly in conversation. We have charts on the wall where we keep track of which affiliate is doing what because you know, it's so complicated what they're doing. We have, you know, we keep charts on the wall. We have Google Docs. We have all that too. But we actually literally have charts on the wall because you have to visually see what each station is doing to understand what's happening in the network. And because there's 200 of them, and they're all doing different things. None of them are the same. And they have all these different people at the stations that you have to get to know all the time. And so we are, you know, I'm like 10 times a day, I'm turning around to Seth and I'm saying, Seth, you know, asking him to look into the books to tell me what's happening here, what's happening there, so that I have a sense of like where I need to go next to, you know, move things along. Because, you know, the contracts and the fees are kind of like, you know, painting the Golden Gate Bridge. It never stops trying to nail down what these people are doing. So this the thing is, you know, we're not running a business that is like the corporate world where you just bill and then you send out a contract and everything's done. You know, you send out a contract, then you have to find out why it's not getting signed, and then it turns out there's some, you know, college has some person that has this procedure that they want done in this particular way. And you're like, okay, so we'll, you know, because this is a college and they have these requirements. And then you find out that this next station, you know, everybody has left and the station is like, you know, falling through the cracks. And then you've got like this one heroic person who's kind of says, well, okay, I'll work with you. And then, you know, and then half a year later, everybody's back on their feet and they're really glad that they're still Pacifica affiliates. And, you know, there's like a million different versions of how this works. And so it's like, you know, there's a constant conversation going on between me and Seth about, okay, so like what's going on with the station? And then he goes into the books and, you know, and then stations will call up and they'll say, you know, we thought we paid last year. And we're like, well, no, we didn't. I don't think you did. And so then they're like, well, they want records, so I have to go back with Seth and look through the records. And then, you know, and then sometimes they say, well, yes, we did pay. And then we say, well, okay, send us a copy of the check, so we'll see where we made the mistake. And eventually we figure out it's almost always them who made the mistake because we keep really, really clean books. We really do. And we have never, I don't think there's ever been a problem once since I managed to have the books kept in my office that we have not been able to provide an auditor or a CFO or an ED or anybody the information they wanted. You know, the only time I could ever think of was this past week when everybody got sick. And I think Seth is coming in tomorrow and we can probably do it tomorrow. But the one time that the books at the affiliate program have been correct and transparent has been when that person's been in the office with me and we've been able to unpack all these weird complications that happen with these stations, because most of them are volunteer run. Not all of them, but not most of them, but a lot of them are volunteer run. And even the ones that aren't volunteer run, they have staff turnover. Some of them are college stations, which means that every year they have a new station manager because that's how college stations work. It's just, you know, I could go on and on if you want to really get into it, but I really do want to respect your time. But that's just kind of a, you know, I mean, you know, there's many more angles to this that I could go into, but I think you get the picture of what I'm saying. This is, and part of the reason why the network works is because people really do feel that both me and Seth are people that they know and trust. And it's remarkable what that trust accomplishes in terms of people finding money that they really didn't have to pay Pacifica. And the, you know, the loyalty that comes from those kind of relationships, because they really feel that, you know, we're doing radio with them and we're building a media with them. And a lot of those conversations actually come down to money, because the intersection of, you know, a lot of this is that when they pay and, you know, them contacting us and saying, you know, can you give us information? You know, a lot of
Ursula, I'm going to have to cut you off because we are well over the
okay.
time limit meeting. I do appreciate I deliberately did let you go on because I wanted to hear what you had to say, and mm-hmm. I really do appreciate it. And obviously we have to have more discussion, but we cannot do it tonight because we're just out of time for this meeting.
This is Nancy. I really appreciate hearing all the things that you just said, Ursula. I was willing to listen. Thank you.
Okay. We will continue. But right now we have to adjourn the meeting, I'm afraid.
So we're going to continue this next week? I mean, two weeks from now?
Fascinating. Yes.
Yes, and we'll also, some of these conversations could also be held offline as well. But anyway, good night, everybody.
Good night. Thank you, Ursula.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good night.